And welcome to Sister Sage Herb's Roadside Herb Service. My name is Mark Fendel, and this is Jane Simmons.
Hello.
Jane is the owner of Sister Sage Herbs, a tiny natural remedies company located here in beautiful Seattle, Washington. We sell at Pike Place Market every day of the year and online at sistersageherbs.com. The content here is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. And with that said, we love talking about medicinal plants, ethnobotany, and other related subjects. And today we are going to be talking about, as Matthew Wood states in his book, garlic is one of the most important, widely known, and universally adaptable of all medicinal plants in the old world pharmacopoeia.
Yeah.
So, wow. Here we go.
Guess what? It goes back to Pliny again. Pliny.
We're dealing with Pliny the Elder.
The Greek elder.
I think we're going to have a podcast just about Pliny.
We've got to,
and just kind of break it down about this person because...
Hey, what a great reason to go to Greece.
I know. Yeah, that's true.
Wow. All right.
Especially especially if you're going to kind of talk about plants and how people have used plants, culturally, there for... thousands of years, well documented. So, that would be kind of an interesting study there.
Definitely.
But, since we're talking about garlic, one of the most ubiquitous of all herbs, of course, where shall we start?
Maybe we should start by talking about growing it.
Yeah. Are you growing it?
I am going to grow it this fall. I have grown it. I grew garlic when I did not know much about growing garlic. And, there's a couple things to know, and one is soft neck and hard neck varieties. And you do not want to store them together because one lasts a long time, one does not. So you want to keep that straight. But... you're going to choose the garlic you want just by the taste that you like. So go to a garden catalog and decide, if you like that spicy, go for it. If you like a mild one, go for it. Whatever is going to be resulting in compliance. So you're not going to eat it if you don't like it.
Right.
So, and what they are suggesting is raw garlic. So you're going to want to, or slightly cooked garlic. So whenever you look at, especially when I used to work in some Italian restaurants, put that garlic in at the very last moment. So it's still super vibrant, super spicy. So, prepare to have a little garlic breath, but it's for your health.
Sure.
So, I'm not going to go into exactly how to grow all the different kinds or anything, but now is about the time you're going to start preparing the soil to, find a spot to grow it, and you can just tuck in the cloves throughout the garden, and you'll have, you don't have to dedicate an entire row.
So fall.
Fall is the time, and then you'll be harvesting it around June or July around here. And then you're going to let it cure. So you let it dry out and so you can store it. But while you're growing it, so early spring, you get to clip off the tops as they're getting ready to go to flower. And those are really nice to saute into your vegetables. They taste really good. So that's a really nice thing that you end up having to pay a whole lot of money at the farmer's market. But even if you just use your garlic for early spring greens like that, kind of like a green onion, you're using the green garlic. It's pretty cool. But I know you have made a fire cider.
Yeah.
You know, before, and so you want to put the garlic in there. You could just grow enough for your own little, you know, five cloves, and you know, throughout the year you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I have been doing a little bit of research on, you know, some of the vitamins and things in it, and there's a lot of vitamin B6, vitamin C, there's manganese and selenium in there, and then a lot of little, trace minerals as well, or nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, people have used it all through the years, as we talked about.
Sure.
For keeping your immune system strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to keep that, keep your system strong so that you're not accepting any bacteria or viruses. Yeah. Now, what else have you?
Oh, I've been reading. You know, I'm just, you know, looking at Matthew Wood's book here. You know, I mean, all kinds of, it's been, you know, used for all kinds of things, from headache to dizziness, blurred vision, sore throat, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, I used it for the
fire cider.
Yes, sorry.
Sorry,
I'm losing it. Thank you.
Dead air there.
Sorry about that. I'm back. Yeah, the fire cider,
mm-hmm.
Which turned out great.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an easy recipe,
mm-hmm.
You know. That was just garlic, apple cider vinegar, and...
Horseradish.
And I think you can put a few other things in there, too.
Well, I think you put ginger, right. A little bit of some kind of pepper. I don't know, did you put the ghost pepper or what?
No. No.
Then you would be limiting your amount taking it. But yeah, that's a really nice cold remedy. We might want a disclaimer there that there's someone who thinks you should not call it that particular name, but we could call it cider fire. Cider with fire.
Whatever.
But anyway, the long ancient remedy for colds, or yes. Prevention of colds. And then you add honey to that, too. So all antibacterial. But back to the garlic, also has a lot of antioxidants. So that's the main reason to have that raw part of the garlic. So mm-hmm. No matter what you're eating, if you're eating some kind of fat steak or whatever,
mm-hmm.
You know, or a bunch of cheese before the meal, then you pop in on your... Say on your salad dressing, you have a little bit of raw garlic, or maybe you have the garlic that's been sitting into the vinegar like that. So maybe it has an extract of some of it. You put that in there, and there's your antioxidants that are kind of taking care of whatever abuse you've done to your body, or or if you are stressed from working out. You need antioxidants because you are creating oxidation by stress or by whether it's mental stress or putting not the best foods into your body, say maybe on a special occasion or something. So the more like daily you could add these antioxidants to your food, then the less like little pills you have to pop here and there. You don't have to do a garlic extract pill. You could extract it yourself in the garlic right there in the vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, to get kind of fancy with your garlic and things, sometimes your mushroom foragers will also have what they're called ramps, and those are the really small wild garlics. And they're delicious. They're teeny little, you know, they're only about, you know, a pea size, and then you can saute the whole thing. They're delicious. But anyway, so check with some of your farmers markets if you have a little more fancy farmers market, you know, or a farmer or a forager that you might know. Make sure that they do know what they're harvesting.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, pretty cool. So all through, you know, the years, we've tried to find garlic and onions to support our food, but that is also our medicine.
Yeah, I mean, digestion, you know, circulation. Mm-hmm. Geez, kidney and bladder, too. And especially female, all kinds of, you know,
oh, yeah.
Cramping and...
I guess they have estrogen in them. Interesting.
So, and there's also, it's also good for your skin, too.
Mm-hmm.
Athlete's foot, external, blisters, looks like. Geez, lots of stuff here.
Topical.
And we already mentioned fever.
Mm-hmm. Neat. Yeah.
You know, hot flashes. Mm-hmm. Cold feet.
Flu, you know? The flu. Well, this is interesting. I'm reading a book about, they start out talking about the influenza epidemic. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about the virus started in the early 19-teens. So, like, there was a small epidemic or a small outbreak of one kind, and then it kind of went through the troops in World War I.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then right before the epidemic, almost every soldier was infected, and then they went home on ships and they went port to port to port to port.
Whoa.
And that is pretty much how the epidemic spread. And right here in this book, the Maud Greaves book of herbal, the modern herbal, she just mentions right here, the use of garlic as an antiseptic was in great demand during the past war. In 1916, the government asked for tons of the bulbs, offering, I think it says here, 1 shilling per pound for as much as could be produced. Each pound generally represents about 20 bulbs, and 5 pounds divided up into cloves and planted will yield about 38 pounds at the end of the growing season. So it will prove a remunerative, whatever, a very popular. Anyway, that was the an ad out in the newspaper having English farmers to try to grow the garlic. So interesting, right there before the epidemic. Wow. If they had gotten all those to the ports and people were eating garlic before the ships came in, maybe that would have been more helpful.
Yeah.
That's curious, because I would never have known that if I hadn't read that book. Anyway. Interesting. So, yeah. Chew on that garlic.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
For 5,000 years? Yeah.
Can't be wrong.
I'm looking at Penelope Yodi's book here, and it was just saying, it said, garlic has been known to reduce blood cholesterol levels. Even orthodox medicine acknowledges the plant reduces the risk of further heart attacks in cardiac patients.
Mm. Wow.
It's also a stimulant for the immune system and an antibiotic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, wow, I mean, there's a lot of actions, you know, expectorant, mm-hmm. Yeah, all kinds.
Yeah. It prevented people after the plague would kill people. There were robbers who would come and rob the bodies or the houses of the dead people, and they used these cloths that were dipped in garlic and a couple of other herbs.
What?
Yeah. Four thieves. Yeah.
Wait, what were they doing?
Oh, leprosy too. Jeez, smallpox. Wow. Applied to the soles of feet in a linen cloth renewed daily. The principal ingredient in the Four Thieves vinegar, which was adapted so successfully at Marseille for protection against the plague when it prevailed there in 1722. It is said that they confessed that they were protected by the liberal use of aromatic vinegar during the plague. They plundered the dead bodies of its victims with complete security. What? The French priests, constantly used garlic in all their dishes. They would visit they had to go and visit the people who are dying of these infectious diseases and give them last rites. And they would not get the disease, but then the English who did not do that, they very many instances fell victim to the diseases that they went to give last rites of. So syrup of garlic is what she probably would call the, sort of your fire cider recipe would be garlic with vinegar and honey or something. Wow.
This is really interesting.
Yeah.
That garlic was first cultivated perhaps more than 7,000 years ago, so...
Wow.
Now I'm looking at National Geographic's guide here, and they're saying that the herb was thought to be... Oh, wait, sorry. That the legions of slaves who built Egypt's great pyramids were given garlic and onions as part of their daily diet.
Wow.
And then the original Olympic athletes in Greece ate garlic before competitions, possibly making it one of the earliest performance-enhancing substances.
Wow.
That is pretty fun. Wow. But here, this is a really interesting thing to note about this plant.
Mm-hmm.
And this I think is just fascinating. We see the garlic in our stores all the time here,
mm-hmm.
of course. And I always just wonder, how it kind of came to be, that one plant is so ubiquitous over another plant. And mm-hmm. why is that? How did that actually, turn up in the grocery store?
Mm-hmm.
Why that one? And if it's, there's a lot of... When we go to the grocery store, there are obviously... fruits, plants, vegetables that are from all over the world now.
Yeah.
Why did this one get there? And it says here that European explorers and colonists introduced the garlic to the New World, and by the 1800s, it had found a home in the American traditional medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I think there it is.
Yeah, and they brought it over with them.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that's why we have that here.
Yeah.
More probably demand. It's about, a couple hundred years.
That's it?
1800s?
It didn't come over on the Mayflower? I guess maybe the English didn't bring it
something
over.
Something like that. European explorers, I guess.
There you go. No.
All right. Next, Next podcast, we're going to be talking about Pliny the Elder.
That's right. We got to figure this guy out.
We're gonna break down Pliny. A 20-minute podcast. It's actually hilarious. It's so bizarre. If you made it to the end of this podcast, dear listeners, you are so awesome, and you are a lover of plants and plant medicine and plant wisdom. So thank you for listening. We really appreciate you, and I hope you visit us sometime at Pike Place Market or our home online, sistersageherbs.com. And we will see you next time. Have a beautiful day.
Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.